Okay, now we're ready to go. Now it's for real. Now it's real, no joke. No more kidding around. We're getting to go. Okay, we're going to start again. From the tshuva. From the tshuva shela shishis, right, the sixth shaila that the Talmidim Rabbi Ephraim Mitzor sent the Rambam. From Masha Korim Anshei Tzor Hamegila Biudal Tesavrochim B'shtem Efnei V'Achrei Heim Ovrim Bazem Mishum Brocha Shem Tzricha Im Lav. The people of Tzor, right, had a suffix, whether they're Mukaf Choma Mimos Yoshua Ben Nun or not. So they read the Megillah on Yud Dalet and on Tesvav, but with a bracha on both of them. So the question is, are they over on Bracha Levatola, you know, at least on one of the days, maybe even on both of the days, because it's a suffix and this, and they're making a bracha. All right. So the Rambam says like this, Mashanira Lo, meaning as, you know, what you have been assuming. Right, right. That it's a problem. Bracha shel vatola is correct. Hu anachon lelo safek. There is a problem of a bracha shel tzricha, or even a bracha levatola. As we'll see, the Rambam will talk about that briefly. V'chol makom shemesupakim yoshvav imu mukav chama mimos Yeshua benun im lav. Any place where the dwellers are besafik, whether it's Mukaf Chom Yosef Yeshua Benun or not, Korim Biyudalit Umvarchil Lefanev LaAchareha Shudalit Zman Kriya Lakol. So they read on Yudalit and they make a bracha Lefanev LaAchareha, meaning you know, Al Mikra Megillah and Shasanisim, and then Ravis Rivenu at the end of the Megillah. Shudalit Zman Kriya Lakol. For the Yud-Dalet is a time of reading for all. Ela L'mishin is Amos Kaimanu Shumi B'nei Tesvav, unless we know Bivadai that you are from the B'nei Tesvav. The Karim B'Tesvav, and they read in Tesvav also, Ve'en Varchim Lo Fanev Lo Achareha, and they should not make a bracha on Tesvav, not before, not after. L'fisha bracha she'en tzricha, Isura Deiraisa, a bracha that's ena tzricha. Right, meaning even in, as we're going to see, what he means to say is even a bracha shein tzricha, not mamash a bracha levatol. That's mamash sheker. That you made a bracha on something that's mamash not chayven bracha. Even a bracha shein tzricha, right? That Chazal weren't machayev you is also a problem of an iser darais of lo sisar shem hashem hashav mirei shuhu mishum shu nois hashem shemay hashav. Vloya says that misafek, and this should not be done misafek. In these five lines or so that we read, there is just so much condensed over here. So much to be aimed on. All right, let's first talk about the two things that are not ikar to what we want to discuss tonight. Right, taking the last point first, the Rambam makes his shita very clear that he holds like the Ramban and the Rajba, as opposed to Tosfos, right? That a problem of bracha levatolah, and he says over here even a bracha shein tzricha for that matter, right? Even when the bracha is just not required, but it's not a sheker, like a, you know, it's not a bracha that's clearly wrong, but even the bracha that was unnecessary because you're already yitzer, or if it's a suffix whether you're mechuyev, right? It's an iser deiraisa of lo sis Hashem Hashem lokecha lashav, right? You know, kayadua Tosfos argues and holds bracha levatolah is only iser derabbanan. Right, so that's one thing to be aiming on over here. He's very, very open about this. That the problem of a bracha that you're not really mechuyev to make, you're being pegeya in an iser deraisa. So he clearly does not hold like the Tosfos that holds that it's only an iser derabbanan. Would that make a difference over here in our shaila? Lav dafka. I know last week we may have raised that issue, but I don't think so. I really don't think so. I think, as we'll show, as we'll read the Ramban. You know, and how the Ramban argues on this, you know, so we'll see that the Ikar Svaros over here are not totally, right? The Ikar moving parts of Shaila is not totally in this Machlaikas, whether a bracha levatol is iser d'oraisa or iser d'rabbanan. It just happens to be true. He just mentions it, you know, just that it's he holds iser d'oraisa, right? All right, that's a point that's a little bit more local, you know, to the topic that we're on. All right, but afal pika, it's not going to be our ikar, the ikar nekuda we're going to shtel on. Right, is that already from the shaila, you know, that the b'nei tzor, right, leaned on yudal and tesvav, right? And the Rambam says that's the correct thing to do. He just krigs on the fact that they made a bracha on the second day. So this already is shaila, openly negates a rajba, the shitas a rajba, right, in Megillah, daf hey, right? That the Rajba is Maida, right? That, you know, meaning there was a Havamin Rishayim, but I don't know any Rishon that holds it la'alocha v'lamase. But the Ramban and the Rajba both raise that there were those who thought, right, that perhaps the din of Mukafim Choma Mimos Yoshua Ben Nun, since it was Lachlo covered Laretz Yisrael, right, with Tom that's in Yerushalmi that everyone brings. And of course, but what Shachas does Yoshua ben Nun have to Chutz Laretz, right? He has no Shai. You know, the whole significance of Yoshua is that he's Machlis Laretz. So Ola Al Das Harbe Rabosenu Harishayim. But Ola Al Das was a Havamina. It was a Havamina, right? That perhaps the whole Chilak of Mukaf Chama verse Prozim is only in Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz Laretz, Lo Plug, everyone reads on your Dalit, right? So, like I said, I don't know any Rishon that holds that way sofit, you know, la'alocha v'lamase. In the Hedja and the Rambam, not. And it's also, you see it over here in this Tshuva also, right, that there's no chilek ben, ba'aretz ben, b'chutz la'aretz. If we'd find some remote town somewhere where, you know, it was mukaf chayma, most Yeshua Benun, even though Yeshua Benun didn't build that chayma, it's very far away from Eretz Yisrael, right? They also read on Tesvav. But, right, so that's the kuli alma. However, what's the din besufik? What is the din besufik? So the Rajba holds that this din that we're reading about here, about the suffik mukaf chom Moshe Yeshua ben Nun or not, this din that mi suffik they should read twice. That suffik is only in Eretz Yisrael. Right? In Eretz Yisrael, you know, whether because in Eretz Yisrael we had a Messer, there are a lot of Bate Orechoma, there's one Svara, you know, for this Tzad, or there's simply that in Chutz La'aretz, who's to know the history of all the towns, we know at least the history of Eretz Yisrael because we have Sefer Yoshua, you know, Shoftim. Right, Shmuel, Malachim, right. So we know our history and our tzara. So it's the suffix is a real suffix, right? On certain towns, right? Because we know our history, you know, and we're expected to know our history. But Chutz La'aretz, how we expect to know, you know, the history of the Vikings and, you know, when they might have built their, you know, walled cities or not. So the Rajba holds la'alocha v'lamase that a town in Chutz La'aretz, a city I should say, in Chutz La'aretz, that is Suffolk Mukaf Chom Vos Yeshua Ben Nun, Suffolk not, reads on your Dalit period. And he says that was Me'etzem HaTakana. The Etzem HaTakana was your Dalit for Prozim and for Suffolk Prozim, right, in Chutz La'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael. Right, the question whether even in Eretz Yisrael, the being machmir to read it, you know, on Tesvav is Me'ikra Din or not. We're going to look at that in a second. The Ramban's already done on that, but the Rajba is certain that in Chutz La'aretz ain makom lahachmir in a suffik mukaf, right? And they should only read on Yudalid with a bracha like the rest of the Velt. And that was, he says, Mistama, that was the way the oifen that Mordechai and Esther were metakein. You know, prozim and anything that might be a prozim, it reads on your dalid and not on tesvav, right? Only say it's vaday mukaf. Chayma, mi Moshe Yeshua ben Nun, in Chutz La'aretz would read on tesvav, right? And, you know, in Eretz Yisrael is where we're machmir. And, right, because we know, we you know, the suffix is substantial, right? Because we know our history. Okay, that's the Rashi daf hey. Right, so we see one thing that from the tshuva, that tzor, which I think everyone would agree is in chutz laaretz, as far as I know, right? Chiram melech tzor, if it's the same tzor that was a different kingdom, right? So tzor vadai chutz laaretz, and you see they were reading 2 days, right? Mamish, not like the Rajba, not like the Rajba, right? Minastam, the Rajba was not aware of this tshuva, because he would have, would have handled with it. Right? So we see that in Chutzos they were reading, and in Suffolk Mukoffin they were reading 2 days. In Suffolk Mukoffin. Right? All right, so the issue is just the Gabe de Bracha. All right, so now, Yesh L'ayin, right, in the Lashon HaRambam, right, Hein Mitzad the Lashon, and Hein Mitzad the Svara of this Psak. Right, is that that there's a lot to think about, right? So first of all, just on the etzem lashon, right? Shudal zman kriya lakol elamisha nitamet v'nikayim lanu mibnei tesvav. Right, he's explaining why they're going to make a bracha, right, on yudalit, right? Because it's a zman kriya for everybody, unless you can prove you're from the Mukafim. Right? So, Adover Tzorach Iyun, right? Hey Mitzad the Lashon. Like, what, understanding the Lashon. It's like, you are Yudah unless you can prove you're a Mukaf. Right? There is, to understand the Lashon over here, what he's getting at. And there's also understanding the Svara. Right? Haray. If you're certain enough to allow them to make a bracha on your dalit, right? Say there's enough grounds for it, and we still have to get into the guts of what the Rambam's saying, whatever this svara is, right? But if you're willing to let them make a bracha on your dalit, you're certain enough to get out of the problem of Suffolk Brachas Lahakel. So it's obviously, you'd say, it's Kanire, less than a Suffolk. It's not really a Suffolk, right? Rove Tzdodim on the Suffolk point to that this is the Zman Kriya. Akere Kachti your Matrim to make a Bracha, right? And you're not saying Suffolk Brachas Lahakel, right? Im Kain, why are they reading on Tesvav? Right? Right? Suffolk the Rabbanan Lekula. And it's not even a real suffix, because if it was a real suffix, they shouldn't be making a bracha, not lo barishon v'lo basheni. And even the truth is, we can even ask, even if the Rambam would hold that they're not allowed to make a bracha on Yudalit, which is not the way he holds. He holds that they are chayef, they should make a bracha on Yudalit. But even if he would hold that even on Yudalit, right, they shouldn't make a bracha because only a suffix, why do you have to read a tesvav at all? Because still, you have the halacha of Suffolk derabbanan lekula. Right? So they did one already. So why can't they rely on that and take it easy on the 15th? Bishlama to get drunk again on the 15th. That I understand that, and I sympathize with that. Right? Right? But the Right? But why? Right? Why are you mechayev them in mikra megillah? Right? And Koshkin, just the kasha's even more that he was willing to, not willing. He said they should make the bracha. So it's mashia, it's not really a suffix, meaning it's because at least the gabi hilchos brachas, right? You can even make a bracha. So why do they have to read on the 15th at all? If it's karav levadai, right? And said it's a chiyuv de rabbanan, right? So why are they reading on the 15th bichlal? Right? Okay, now, look, so Tzvi is asking Akasha, if I understand what Tzvi has put on the screen, which anyone else is here probably shares the screen, interestingly enough, I had this suffix, mamish within the last hour, and I'll throw it out to the public. Right, when we have a suffix, whether a town is mukaf chamer mimos yoshubim, what do we mean by that? I mean, the words sound nice, right? The words sound nice, right? So now we have, three possibilities of what that could mean, right? And the question, will it be in any nafkamina between any one of these three possibilities? You could have a suffix chayma with suffix mukaf, like a makom like Tveria. Like Tveria has water on one side. So it's like a sveika didina, well, that's called a chayma or not, mukaf chayma, because one side is water. Right, so we know that this is the biblical Tveria, and it has its walls. We just don't know whether it's called called walled or not, because it has to be from all four sides, right? Le'umas, right? Sveikas that we have in Eretz Yisrael today in a few different towns, right? As to whether this town that bears this name is the same biblical town as in Tanakh. We have questions about location. Because Asher lo choma, we darshan, even if Bizman Azeh doesn't have a choma, there's no remnant of it. The question is, is this that town or not? So we have a question on the location itself. What is this town? Now, is this town the same as the one mentioned, Sefer Yehoshua, or not? People are just calling it that, but maybe it's not really. Right, and there's a third possibility, and this third possibility is the only possibility that the Rambam spells out openly in the Yad HaChazaka. The question is whether he said it, right, dafka, or lav dafka, just to illustrate. And I'm going to read you Lashon Rambam. The Rambam, runs parallel to this tshuva. It's in Hilchos Megillah, Perak Avochirav. Ir she suffik, ven yaduim hoysam ukefescham b'nos Yeshua b'nun. Or achar kein hukfa. You know what the Rambam sets up the shaila? It's vaday amukaf. A mukaf it is. Right? That it had walls is vaday. We just don't know how ancient the walls are. Right? So, korin b'shnei yamim shem yudav tesob lehem. So again, he paskins like he paskins over here, that they're chayev to read both days. Yudav tesvav. Vorchim al kriyasa b'leil yudalid b'yudal bilvad. And they make a bracha on its kriya on yudalid alone. Ho v'uzman kriyasa l'rovam, because yudalid is the zman kriya for most of the world. He says it a slightly different lashon of what we read in the tshuva. Right, that in the tshuva he said it's your doubt unless you can prove your mukaf, right? You're bechlau until you prove that you're yetzim in a klau. Over here he said slightly different, that your doubt is the zman kriya to roiv ha'olam, most of the world. Most of the world reads on your doubt, right? So we're going to come back to that Rambam. I want to read it again after we contrast with the lashon of the Ramban. Right, and how the Ramban paskins other than the Rambam on this issue. Right? Particularly the bracha issue, which was the ikar and nekuda that the tshuva was written for. To make a bracha or not to make a bracha. Right? But the reason why I just read that Rambam just now, and this just occurred to me in the last hour, right? The Rambam says, this suffix is the pshat, it has walls bevadai. It has walls, bevadai. We just don't know how ancient the walls are. Whether it was mukaf back in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, whether that walls are less ancient. Right? Is there a chiluk? Is that just an example of some suffix, but it's just one of the many? Or dafkas be a suffix kayotze bo? Like, with the can we be certain? Can we be certain that the Rambam would say psak by a town in Eretz Yisrael, Biameo, that we're not sure if it's the original, if it sits on the original place that, the town in Sefer Yehoshua sat on, or it's just called the same name, but it's not the same place. Yeah. Or Lechilufin, right? Another example, like a place like Tveria, where it's a Sveika Dedina. Right, there's no question about how ancient the walls of Tveria are. It's just like the question is whether it's called mukaf if one side is water. Okay? So that's just a ha'ara that I'm throwing out to the Olam. Why did the Rambam specify? Right, he specified one type of suffix for this din. one type of suffik, and is that, you know, is there anything to be medayik in that? He did not throw out all the different, the other two pasuis of sveikus, which are namely, what if, you know, the, you know, it has water on one side, or alternatively, you know, the other possibility is that, all right, you know, it bears the name of a town that's mentioned, say, for Yoshua, as in Mukav Chaima, right? But we don't really know if this place that the locals call Kach V'Kach is the biblical city or not. All right, is there a chiluk? Right, and I don't have an answer for that. I'm just bati rak la'ayir, that for some reason when the Ram talked about the din of Suffolk, he said a particular type of Suffolk. It's Vaday, a walled city. We just don't know how old the walls are, you know, and is there anything to be medayik from that, that's the type of Suffolk Mukaf, that he chose that as the example of Suffolk Mukaf. Is there something to be medayik from that very particular example that the Rambam chose or not? I don't have an answer for that. But I want to now go to the Ramban, who krigs on the Rambam. The Ramban did not have this tshuva, but he had the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka that we just read. Right? And the Ramban says like this. It's in the Chidushi Ramban. It's the Mamash at the beginning of the Masechta. Probably one of the longest Rambans I've ever seen in my life. Right? Is this Ramban, Beretzek, one long Ramban. It's just one long Hemshech. Right? Is this Ramban at the very beginning of Maseches Megillah, the whole story of the historical development of the Chag of Purim? First, Am Yisrael did it by themselves, and then Mordechai and Esther later endorsed it. And only the Prozim did it, right? And when Mordechai and Esther endorsed what the Prozim did, then they were metakin mukafim, etc., etc., etc. Wonderful things that I haven't had the time to wonder if, you know, what big halachic nafkaminis it may make, right? But we're going to jump right now to where he deals with the issue of Suffolk Mukaf. Bear with me. He says like this. V'akshavar nechrasi b'Suffolk echad b'medinas yishonas. Shilona daya kefam. Im yitzok likrosh ne yamim, shem sh'amru b'hutzal v'tveria, v'ech yivarcho leha. All right, so now I want to deal with the case of Suffolk Mukafim. And the Gemara to mention Hutzal and Tveria, and Hutzal and Tveria taka red on 2 days. Is that, so the Ramban wants to know if that's Ikar Adin or not. Umatzasi b'tshuvas ha-ga'inim, she'en korn ela b'yudal b'shum deruba da'alma ein mukafim choma mimos Yeshua b'nun, nizel boser ruba. So he says that I saw in the Tshuvas HaGa'inim, and he's going to refer back to this again, that they only read on Yudalid, only, because Midin Roiv, Ruba D'Alma are not Mukaf. Roiv towns are not Mukaf, Chaim HaMios Yeshua Benun, and it's Shtel on Roiv. Nizu Basel Ruba, you go with the Roiv. Now obviously what the Ga'inim mean, right, this is a whole deal in Keshula Atzmo, right, and we have to be done whether the Rambam held like these Ga'inim or not. I'm going to show you, Mufurish, that it no lo mine velo miktsase, as opposed to what you might think, you know, from a superficial reading of the Rambam in the Yad, when he said they'll make a bracha on Yudah because it's his man of Kriya of Roiva Olam. I'll prove to you he's not saying this Ga'inim at all. Right, this Ga'inim are saying Rove towns. Right, Roiv towns are not our prozim. Right, so if you have a suffix, zil basaruba, Roiv towns are prozim. Now, of course, this, you know, this type of Roiv that we're talking about is what I do believe is called ruba dolesa kamon. Right, it's a type of Roiv that goes al teva inyan. Right, it's not like the regular kol de parish meruba parish, because, you know, a town is not parish; it's real estate; it stays put. Adarabba, hayam min hadin. You might think that hayam min hadin to say that every town is 50-50 because it's kavua, and kol kavua kamechza mechza dami. Right, it doesn't move. We say roiv by a dover that's Porish, called the Porish Miruba Porish, saying it's Kavua and doesn't move, is 50-50. Kavua Kamechza Omechza. Right, but what he means, what they mean, obviously, is that this is not a classical rove, like by nine chatichas or things like that. You know, by movable objects, right? You know, so we say it has to move, and then you say it came from the roif. Right, and these towns don't move, right? LMI, right, unless I'm missing something, it seems that this roiv is like the roiv of when we talk about the Tivoy Shel Olam. Like we have this roiv that rov shvarim, right, are not nagchanim. Rov people will buy a shor l'radya, right? You know, they'll buy a shor, you know, for plowing. Right, rove people will buy a shor for plowing. Only the miut buy a shor, you know, the butcher. Right, so you know that's you know that rove that we're talking about is like a rove, you know, or rove people call a kad, and chavis a chavis. There are some people that call a chavis a kad and a kad a chavis. Right, that we're talking about neihag sheba olam. Right, that's you know, this is just the way it is. You know, this is the derech. This is the derech. Right, a roiv that is a statistic. Right, a roiv that's a statistic. So the goyim are saying, right, that we have this roiv, a roiv that's, you know, we did statistics. Right, that says, you know, roiv town, miteva adavar, just like, you know, most people want a shor l'radya, right, for plowing, therefore you can't sell them in Nakhon. That's what I meant. I meant to say most people buy a shor for plowing, right? And therefore, if the shor is a Nakhon, it's a mekach tos. But the guy could say, "I sold you it l'shchita," right? So, but roiv wanted l'radya, right? So you know, if the halacha would be that hochin b'mamen achara roiv. Right, so it would be a mekach tos. Problem is that we don't paskin that way. We paskin like Shmuel, ain ochim b'mam racha roiv, and hu adin nami, right, by issue of a guy asks for a kad, you give him a chavis. He asks for a chavis, you give him a kad. Right, so rov people are medactic in their lashonis, you know, mitzvos or not. Right, and then nafkamina the mekach umimkar, right, where it's going to be a problem, mekach tos. He asks for a chavis and you gave him a kad. Right. Because mitzvahs are nashim, right? But what I mean to say, these are just examples of a type of rov that's a statistic, right? You know, rov nashim ubram nikoros l'shlish, right? Etc. etc. Plenty of rovs like this that the rov is just being koveya min hago shel olam, right? The derech hateva, right? The more standard procedure. Right, so the Gaonim wanted to say you could have a rove like the rove towns, even though no town is parish, but it's a mitzad kilo teva, as if it's the teva of a town. Right, it's the derech of a town not to be mukav, because most towns are not. Right, so yesh lodun, you know, I leave it to the judgment of the people whether we could raise issue with this, whether there's a legitimate rove, right? Rove town, yeah. You know, this rove doesn't, it depends on the town, depends on the needs of the people. I have my doubts as to whether this rove is solid or not. As a matter of fact, the reason why I know it's not solid is simply because the Rambam doesn't hold of it, right? And because the way the Goyim are coming out, and this is what the Rambam is going to be, Ramban, it's going to be Mefalpolin, they're coming out, halacha lemasa, it's roiv gomor, right? And therefore, right, you lay on your dalid, bibracha, and you do not lay on tesvav bichlau, because you have a roiv. So the Ramban is mafalpo in this, and his only problem, his real problem with it is that it's against the Gemara Mefureshes, that in Tveria they read 2 days. He said, Vekashali, Imkein, Ravashi, Lama, Karbutzal, Betravayu, Mishum, Besafkale, Vechim, Betveria, Lamai, De Sakadathmi, Kara. Right, so why Ravashi read in Hutzal for 2 days, right, and also in Tveria they thought that, you know, that they initially that they read there 2 days. Vim Yomru. The Eretz Yisrael Ruba Mukafin Havu Vein Chutzlarts Kain. So now the Ramban wants to stand up for the Gemara and say maybe the Goyim held that way dafka in Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael it's not true. In Eretz Yisrael, Rav towns are mukaf. Rav towns are mukaf. Right? It's just in Chutz La'aretz that the Goyim were speaking that Rav towns are not mukaf. Lav milsi, the varei oilam kumin hago noeg, verzo lois am yusheves yoyte ribobu, mitraim v'sharotos. V'kum shavos bedinan. Says, I don't hear it. I don't hear it. Right? Because oilam kumin hago noeg, and this Arab, this I guess reaffirms that what the nature of this roiv is. If it's a legitimate roiv, it's, you know, a roiv of oilam kumin hago noeg. Right? You know, there are darko shel oilam. So Eretz Yisrael most definitely fits Darko Shel Olam. Then Eretz Yisrael is not a, you know, more built up place, right? Than Bavel or Mitzrayim. V'Rambam Zal because of Ben Yirshu B'Safik Korin B'Shnei Yomim V'Leim V'En Brachim Akrasel B'Yidat Ho V'Huz Man Kriel Rova Olam. And the Rambam created on the Goyim, right? And the Rambam Paskin, he doesn't quote the Rambam verbatim, but he's quoting the Rambam from the Yad HaChazaka, right, that when it's a Suffolk, right, you read on both days and both nights, but you don't make a bracha except on your Dalet. Your Dalet, yeah. Ho vu zman kriya l'rova ha'olam. That's already a quote from Rambam, you know, verbatim. Zman kriya l'rova ha'olam. Zman kriya l'rova ha'olam. That's all Shana Rambam. The question is, he's saying the same as the Goyim or not? Obviously not. Because he doesn't paskin like the Goyim. He's mechayev you to read on Tesvav. And if you're medayik heitev in the Lushan, you'll see why. That he's not saying the svar of the Goyim at all. That is not the reason why the Rambam lets you make a brach on your Dalet. Because for that reason, you should paskin up on the city altogether midin roiv, that it's from a prozen. Right? And is what the Ramban really goes on to say, without being mefalpo in the Rambam so much. L'fi dati yofe horu ha-goyim. Devare rubet alma prozim minu ubekulu mechuta kori yudalid purim stam chalios right mishum de ruba biyudal koru right. I hold like the ga'inim, they paskind up good, right, because the roiv is a solid roiv. It's true, it happens to be true, most towns are prozim, and not only that, stam purim is yudalid. That's why all he says, he brings the Russian from the stump, Chalios, you know, Bishlishi in the Mishnah. What does that mean, Chalios? You're Dalit, right? So it says, so Ayaros Karim Bayom, Mukafim Lamachar, right? Okay? So Chalios is your Dalit. Your Dalit is the Iker Purim, you know, the Iker, not Iker, I mean to say, Purim for most. Ad Kedekach, that Stam Purim is your Dalit. Right? And Mukafim is Lamachar in all the Sugyas Hashas. Right, so the roiv of the goyim is solid. I kirei kach the Tana of the Mishnah when he says Purim is chal, he means your Dalet is chal. Right, he just says so it's chal and mukafim lemachar. Right. Avos feka shochayim alo be'eretz Yisrael bevareya bnei kabo shebiyodam shemem tovsid the rekas tveria umishar umehem ayu omrim shi ir acheres. V'chein b'hutzo de binyamin ha'ave b'yabek tzaza kaboshi menuya b'yoshua b'chalko shi'ar v'yichoshi kabolasan. Av ba'alma lekola meichash. So in a chinami, you know, the Ramban invokes the svara that we said before. A svara that the Rajba Mamish holds by. Right? But the, you know, a svara that the Rajba Mamish holds by. Right? But for a different reason. Right? That Eretz Yisrael is different. The Sveikas of Hutzal, as the Ramban said also earlier in this piece, Hutzal, there were two Hutzals. There was a Hutzal in Bavel, and there was a Hutzal in the Chelek of Binyamin in Eretz Yisrael. Right? And what the and it was in the one in Eretz Yisrael that they read for 2 days, Hutzal de Binyamin. And the same thing that the Rekes read on 2 days because they thought it might be Tveria, maybe it's not Tveria, because there was a serious doubt because they had a Kabbalah. There's this place called Hutzal Binyamin, right? And maybe this is it, right? There's a place called Rekes that's also Tveria. This place is called Rekes. Is it the biblical Tveria? Is it not? Right? So they had a serious 50-50 Suffolk. They couldn't shtel on Roiv. I guess because of the Masorah that they had, because of the Masorah that they had. So that's what it sounds like. Because of the Masorah they had, that there's a real issue here. It was now 50-50 and not a Din Roiv in these specific cases. Right? But, you know, overall, you know, outside of Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to be choshesh. So the Ramban says that, you know, he even changes his mind and says that it could be even in Eretz Yisrael, even in Eretz Yisrael, it was just out a minhag chasidus that they read 2 days. So, I mean, it could be even the svara that he said that over there it wasn't roiv, it was a 50-50 because of the kabbalah that they had, right? You know, it's Ken Zayin that, you know, even that's not true, right? Because still, fort, safik drabon lakula, right? And it was just out of minhag chasidus, and even in Eretz Yisrael, they weren't really chayev to read it twice. So even without Reiv, the Ramban saying, even without Reiv, whatever happened to Safik Rabban Lakula? And the Ramban says, you know, what we read, I'm sorry, I read through pretty quickly, that even, you know, Misvara. Misvara, they could, a town that's a Safik ought to be able to not read at all. Because come you Dalid, well, Safik Rabban Lakula, I'm not reading. Come Tesvav, Safik Rabban Lakula, I'm not reading. Right, so and you know, there is a Ramban says it's a legitimate svara, but Chazal could not let it happen in this case because they'll use it to get out of Mikra Megillah altogether. They won't read at all. To read, they have to read. So Chazal not letting them be pyrek ol of the mitzvah of Megillah, so they have to read. But they should read on Yudalit, which is when Roiv are chayev, Rov of the towns are old, and then they're potter medina on Tesvav. Right? So Ramban is backing up the Goyim all the way and saying that it's Ken Zayin, it's true even in Eretz Yisrael. And, you know, and Roiv, according to Ramban over here, is not even coming to be Machria the Safek. It's simply the reason why they have to read, since they're going to have to read. Right? They cannot use Safek the Rabban and Lakula to be Perek the Mitzvah from them totally. Right? Zil Lahai Kom Matchil Lahai. When they come to your Dao, they say it's a Safek. I'll read on Tesvav. Come to Tesvav, it's a suffix, I don't have to read. Right? So because of that, they have to read. And if you're going to read already, you have to choose one. You're going to choose your Dalit, because Rove Towns read it. So he's saying, even without the Svara of Rove, right, you know, in the literal sense, that the Rove is Machria, the suffix, right, even without that, you know, they don't have to read twice, even without the Rove. Meet in Suffix Rabban Lakula, once is enough. Right, and the reason why we'll prefer Yudalit over Tesvav, right, is because most towns read on Yudalit. You know, so that's even a svara hachutz from saying that's a real, real roiv. That's machriya the suffix. Right. Over here, the lashon is the Ramban is meshubash. Rav Yisrael Zalman over here now goes says he can't be miashvet. I'll just read the words. B'chutzor it's yoru lechadish klal nearly the inyan bracha. So he says those four words. He has no way of being miyashiv. But he says now another, he krigs on the Rambam, legabe another halacha. So he krigged on the Rambam already, legabe reading on Tesvav, says, you know, first of all, the Goyim are right, is taka roiv. Taka roiv, that's machriya the suffix. If the roiv is not a roiv gomor, there's still suffix drabon and lakula. Why do you have to read twice? Right, so you'd be machmir and read twice. By a drabon, once is enough. You know, just you'd use the idea of Roiv, that's why you should choose your Dalit over Tesvav. But to read, you gotta read. Can't be Perek all of the mitzvah from on top of you. Right? So to read, you have to read. Right? Why Yud Dalet? Why can't you choose Tesvav? Because most towns are on Yud Dalet. Right? And so that's Mitzad, the Ramban is saying that Svara binosaf to the Svara of the Gaonim, that it's a Rav Gomor, which is Machriya the Suffolk. So first and foremost, the Ramban argues on the Rambam, says there's no Tzad. Why do I have to read on Tesvav? And there's either of those cases in the Gemara where they read 2 days was a special problem in Eretz Yisrael because they had a Kabbalah, and so, which made the Suffolk, mamish like a 50-50, right? Inami, even though in those sugyas when they read 2 days was only Altsmidas Chasidus, not Mi'akaradin at all, because still Suffolk Rabban Lakula, even in Eretz Yisrael. Right? But now he's going on the din of Birkas HaMegillah. When you read the Megillah, should you make a bracha? So there's this Suffolk town. It's only going to read on Yud Dalet. I mean, did Suffolk Rabban Lakula, or, it's not going to read on Tesvav, right? So, Potter me Suffolk, right? So what should you do about the bracha that when on Yud Dalet, when you're going to read on Yud Dalet? So the Ramban over here argues on the Gainim, right? So he says, you can't make a bracha. It's mashma from the Ramban, even on the tzad that the roiv of the goyim is a roiv gomer, you still don't make a bracha. Right? You don't make a bracha lo barishon v'lo basheni. The kaim alon, v'ali divrayim boy bracha, suffik divrayim lo boy bracha. Shafil b'suffik mila. Horo agonim show you varchu elam kain. Lismoch al rov ze shehis kiru v'nomar yud al chov v'tesvav min hakasidus. Right, because I take it back. The Ramban is saying that the Gaonim ought to be Maida Ilule, that they hold that they have a Rav Gomer. Enachinami, like the Gaonim, it makes sense why you're reading on your bibracha on your Dalet, because they hold it's a Rav Gomer. So the Rav is Machrida Suffolk and makes it a Vadai. So okay, so the Gaonim Lishitasam that they hold it's a Rav Gomer, right? So I could justify Aliba the Gaonim, right? Aliba the Gaonim, that they could make a bracha on your Dalet. The Ramban says, I hold they really shouldn't. It seems that the Ramban is sticking with what he suggested, that it may not be a Rav Gomer, right? But Afal P came, the din of what to do in practice of the Gaonim is MS because of the classical din of Suffolk Rabban and Lakula. No, he said, why don't we use it to patter them totally from both your doubt and Tesvav? Because they can't be Pyrrhic, the mitzvah of Megillah, me'al tzavarim. So they're going to have to do it at least once, right? Because to not do the mitzvah, lo yal el adas. Right? All right, so they do your doubt because they're most towns read on your doubt, but without a bracha. Because it's still a Suffolk, right? Ah, it's a Suffolk. Why aren't they reading on Tesvav? Because of Suffolk Drabon and Lakula. But to read once, you have to. That once that you're going to read, you're going to read without a bracha. It's a din of Suffolk to Divrayim, lo bai bracha. What the Gemara says in brachas. The Rabban will machayev you to do something, but if they're machayev you mi Suffolk, like to, be mafresh from Demai. Be mafresh from Demai. Now, seemingly, it's the Teretz of Abai over there, but that's what he seemingly is quoting. The Rambam quotes that idea also. Right, the Svar of Abai, why don't you make a bracha on Demai? Chazal Mechayev you. Imafresh from Demai, Trumas and Maisras. Right? So the Gemara says, because since they're Mechayev you, Misafik, Safik did Ibrahim, lo boi bracha. You only got to make a bracha what they're Mechayev you, Mivadai, not what they're Mechayev you, Misafik. So we said over here, they're going to be Mechayev you, Misafik to read Megillah, because they're not going to let you walk without doing the mitzvah Bechlau. Right? But since it's still a Suffolk, because maybe this is a Mukaf Chamoy Mos Yoshua Ben, maybe it is, right? So since it's only a Suffolk and it's not Vada Yudalid, not Vada a town of Yudalid, you should do it without a bracha. So Ramban is pass his psak is to read only on Yudalid, but without a bracha. Right? So he's cholik on the Rambam Betarti. Right? And they're not chayev to dava to read the Megillah Bechlal and Tesvav. And even when they read it on Yud Dalet, they should do it without a bracha. And you understand, the one who's more shver over here is the Rambam. Right? Because the two dinim that he argues, with the Ramban, those two dinim are seemingly mutually exclusive, right, in Svara. On the one hand, he's machayev them, misafik, you know, to read on Tesvav. So if the suffix is so stark that they have to read on Tesvav, how do you let them make a bracha on your Dalet? You understand? Like the Rambam's logic is the harder one to hear over here. Because the two Nakudas that he krigs on the Ramban with, those two Nakudas are seemingly mutually exclusive. They're not two Nakudas in the same line of thought. Those two Nakudas are from oppositional lines of thought. Right? So the Rambam needs a great deal of biur, and I'm going to try to get to that real soon. I just want to finish the Lashon of the Ramban. Right? So Ramban just says, right, so Ramban just says that the, you know, that the Gaonim and Achanami held, you know, if on the side that they had a Roiv Gomor, right, so the Gaonim, you know, could hold that you make a bracha on your Dal, because you have a Roiv that's Machria the Suffolk, right, but the Ramban seems, doesn't hold it's a Roiv Gomor, right, so it's a Roiv Gomor, so it remains a Suffolk. But but even though it remains suffix that you don't have to read on Tesvav because of the good old din of suffix the Rabbanan Lekula. Okay, I want to go back to the Lashon HaRambam. All right. So first of all, let's take a look at the Lashon in the Yad. Right. Again, Irshu Suffolk, Vayna Duim Haisa Mukevascham Nasu Shobin or Achar Karchukva. Right, it's a Suffolk, it's a Vade of Walled City. We just don't know when the walls were built. Korim Bishneyam Shem Yudal Tesov Lamri, both in Yudal Tesvav, night and day, of both days. Uvorkin al Kresa Biyudal Buvad, Ho Vihizman Kriyasa Lerovam, and they make a bracha on the reading of Yudal alone, because it is the Zman Kriya for Rov HaOilam. Did the Rambam say the Roiv of the Gaonim? Yes or no? Did the Rambam say the Roiv of the Gaonim? Absolutely not. Even though Al Pneim Shadron, if you read the Rambam very super, he's saying the Roiv of the Gaonim. So the Rambam is very schwer. It's a Roiv. If it's a Roiv, so you've been Machria, that it's a pros and not a krach. Right? But it's not the Roiv that the Rambam says. It's the Yom Yudalid. Yom Yudalid is the Zman Kriya for Roiv Olam. He's not saying there's a Roiv on the city, that Mistama Zil Basaruba, that it's a pros. The Roiv is on Yudalid. The Roiv is in the Zman. The Zman of Yudalid. The Zman of Yudalid is a Zman of Kriya L'Roiv Olam. Those are the words of the Rambam. Right? And he's not saying the Din or the Svara of the Gaonim. The Gaonim said on the town that Rov Ayoros are prosim. The Ram didn't say that over here. He said, the Yom of Yudalid is the Zman Kriya for Rov HaOlam. What's being said? What is the Rambam saying? Right. And then, you know, that's the Lashon also in the Tshuva over here. Then we were a little bit mystified by the Lashon of the Tshuva, but we have to synthesize the Tshuva together with the Lashon of the Yad HaChazaka. Shiyudal Zman Kriya Lakol, Elo Lemishit Amir Karim Mibnei Tesvav. Right? Yud Daud is the Zman Kriya for anyone, unless he could prove, and it has been firmly established, right, that this town is from Tesvav. It's Masha, like, it was Hakolaya Bechlau Yudalid. Hakolaya Bechlau Yudalid. Right? And only if it's Vadai Akrach is it Yotze Mechlau Yudalid and becomes Tesvav. Right? And once you realize, you know, that's really what he's saying in the Yad HaChazaka, even though he used the word Roiv, he used the word Roiv, Legabe Yudalid. The day of Yudalid, the day, is the Zman of Kriya of Roiv. And that's why you can make a bracha on it. We still haven't gotten to the crux of the issue. I just want to, just want to read, you know, this. This is from the Pe'er Hador edition of this tshuva. Kol kol shi'tokal mimukav chomer mimos Yeshua benun olo nikra biyud dao davaser zman kriya lakoli. Right, it's zman kriya lakol. He doesn't say over here it's He doesn't have that extra line unless we know bevadai that it's mukaf. But it's man kriya lakol. Omnam od naseh listalek min asafik minikra gam betesvav. Abba below bracha. We have to clear, right? You know, how should we say this? How many Purims are there? Are there two Purims? Right? Is there like Purim the Prazim and Purim the Mukavim? They're two different holidays, right? And I just need to know, you know, which holiday is my holiday? Are these two different holidays? Purim the Prazim versus Purim the Mukavim. Or, you know, maybe it's all one long chag. Right? You know, Moshe Ma'adavar Doima, just to illustrate, right? Sukkot is one chag, even though it's 7 days long, right? You know, but you know to lulav, you know, every single day in the Mikdash, let's say. It was a mitzvah all 7 days, right? You know, the Netila of Yom Rishon is not the Netila of Yom Sheni, two different Netilas, but it's all one long mitzvah of Smach Lefnei Hashem Elokechem Shivas Yomim. It's all one, you know, it's all one mitzvah. Just, you know, you can't do the Kiyum of two different days simultaneously, right? But so just by Purim, it was an interesting thing. It's all one long Zman Kriya. Supposed to read Megillah for 2 days. No, I mean, it's one Zman Kriya. It's one Zman Kriya, right? One Zman Kriya, just some people read it on the first day, some people read it on the second day. It's all one Zman Kriya. It's all one Zman. It's all one Hemshech, but it's not Doime to, let's say, taking Lulav Kol Shiva, you know, in Yerushalayim. It's not Doime to that din, because over there, everyone's chayiv in all the 7 days. I mean, every time he's in front of the Mikdash, he has to. And by Purim, it was an interesting thing. It's all ones as if you have to read. For 2 days straight, you're supposed to be reading Megillah. 2 days straight, you're supposed to be reading Megillah, but they patered some people from the first day, and they patered other towns from the second day, right? But it's all one thing. It's all one thing. Just, you know, it's all one Hemshech. The Chiyuv starts from Leil Yudaleh and extends till Motzai Tesvav. It's all one Hemshech, right? You know, what I mean to say, let me sharpen this a little bit. Let me sharpen this, right? You know, let's say on Yudaleh Gufa, right? You have to read the Megillah twice, right? You got to read the Megillah twice, right? Balailo Bayon, right? And Les Man Depok, it's all the same one mitzvah derabana of Mikra Megillah. It's all the Mikra Megillah of Purim the Prazim, all one mitzvah. Except that you know you'd have to do it twice within those 24 hours, right? You know it's like Kriya Shema of the Laila and the Yom. It's all the same one mitzvah, right? It's all the same mitzvah. You know you can't do the two chiyuvim simultaneously, right? Two Maisa Mitzvah, you know, one Chiyuv, two Maisa Mitzvah. One Chiyuv, two Maisa Mitzvah. Right? So far, so good. Right? So, Efshar, we could be Malal Adas, right? That Purim is the same way. The 2 days of Purim, right, is really, you know, a Zman to read the Megillah four times. It's all one Hamshech, except by Purim, Chazal said, Zmano Shazel, lo Zmano Shazel, it's all one Chiyav. It's all one Chiyav. All the four Kriyas of the Megillah are all one Chiyav. Right? They're all one Chiyav, except that, you know, Chazal, you know, were Mako, they patterned, you know. They patterned some from, you know, these two, and patterned someone from the other two. But it's all one Chiyav. It's all one Purim. Just not everyone's chayiv to read the Megillah four times. Some are chayiv in this set of two, some are chayiv in that set of two. But it's all be'etzem one thing. Right? It's all be'etzem one thing. And there's a third way. Right? There's a third way. Right? The third way is, perhaps, right? Third way perhaps is that maybe there's a chilk between Yud Daled and Tesvav. maybe Yud Dalet and Tesvav are both Nichlal in Yud Dalet. Right, that, you know, the 2 days of Purim are all Purim to Yud Dalet. So Yud Dalet is Koilo Tesvav. Tesvav is not Koilo Yud Dalet. Right? Visvarahu. This might sound crazy. Yud Dalet is inclusive of Tesvav, but Tesvav is not included in Yud Dalet. But I'll tell you why it's true. Right? Because even though Zmano Shelzeh, Lo Zmano Shelzeh, that's not always true. Right? That's not always true. Right? Because when Purim comes out on Shabbos, in which it does in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, right? That's the din of Purim Meshulash, right? When does Yerushalayim read the Megillah? On Yud Dalet. It reads the Megillah on Yud Dalet together with the rest of Am Yisrael, right? Just, you know, on Shabbos and on Sunday, we party. I mean, particularly on Sunday for the din of Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi learns we shouldn't party on Shabbos. Right? Very interesting. It's not a year of Purim Meshur, so we're not going to talk about this right now. But sometimes the Kruchim read on Yud Dalet. Right? So now you could learn it. That's Stam an emergency measure. Or you could learn it's Me'etzem HaTakana. Yud Dalet Purim Deprozim includes within it the Purim of the Kruchim. Right? But the Kruchim are not included in the Kfarim. Now, what do I want from that? You know, what do I want to gain from that? Right? Because I think that this Banu Bazet, these three different ways of learning is what is really the three different opinions of the Ga'anim, the Rambam, and the Ramban. Now, I know this sounds crazy, and this is hot off the presses. Just came up with this only a few hours ago. Right? But I'm throwing it to the judgment of the Olam. Right? Radical idea. So I want to go through the Tzadim again. Is the Pshat, there are two different Purims. There's two different Purims. You know, there's the Purim the Prozim and Purim the Mukai, and there are two different Purims. Are there two different Purims? Is it one long Purim? One long Purim, right? And just, you know, Chazal were Mako, that, those in the Prozim will read the Megillah, the first set of two, the Laila and Yom of Yud Dalet. And the Kruchim, they only read, you know, the second set of two, right? The Laila and Yom of Tesvav. Or maybe there's a third way, that Yud Dalet is Koilo Tesvav, but Tesvav is not Nichlal and Yud Dalet. Right? So as crazy as this may sound, and I think Lo Kadmani Odom in this Chakira, right, is the nature of the 2 days of Purim. Right? Lo Kadmani Odom, right? But, and we could further refine this maybe later before we put it into a sefer. But listen, hear me out, if anyone's still listening. Right? The Ga'anim could easily go with the idea that I'm sure most people thought before I raised these multiple possibilities. The Ga'anim could easily go with the idea that they're two separate Purims. One has no shaychus to the other. Right? Right? No shaychus. One has no shaychus to the other. Right? They could easily go with that most extreme view. Right? Ella, you know, the reason why they say, you know, you read on your Dalet, right? It's because of Midin Rav, that Rav towns in the world are Prozim. And it's a Rav of like, you know, Rav, Noshim, Yol, you know, Ubar Nikars Lashlish. It's like all these different, you know, Ravs of Teva Ha'ilam, Teva Ha'ilam, right? So there are two different Purims, but the Rav of yours, Machria, which Purim you belong to, right? The Ramban didn't want to say that, right? The Ramban said, I don't need that Svara, or whether, you know, it seems he had problems with that Rav. You know, he doesn't say what they are, but he says, I don't need that Svara. I'm using the good old Suffolk Rabbanan Lekula. Using the good old Suffolk Rabbanan Lekula, right? And, you know, if you, keep one out of two, one out of two. So he didn't say those words that I shtupped into him. Right, he didn't say those words that I said. I just said, Mistama, the Ramban agrees that a town, you know, that's besafek, ought to do yudal, choose yudal as opposed to tesvav. But by the way, those words were not black and white in the Ramban. I superimpose them because I just think that that's probably what he would hold, right? But he doesn't hold of the roiv. He says, you have to, you can't use the sword to be perek ol mitzvah legamre. He says, you can't use it to be perek ol mitzvah legamre, right? A kiyum mitzvah you got to do. Kiyum mitzvah you got to do, right? And when you're doing it, it's still blipe the suffix. Still blipe the suffix, because you're only suffering because maybe you really belong to the next day, right? But so that's why you do it without a bracha. So I have a kasha. I have a real kasha, right? Right? My kasha is, right, that lefi the svar that he raised. And kamadumani, you know, the Ran brings it. It's a svar that got niskabo in the paiskim. You can't use suffix the rabbanan lekula to escape a mitzvah in Gansen, mitzvah derabbanan in Gansen, right? There has to be episakiyim, right? A tzad that you are makayim. So here's my question, right? And hear me well, right? So if we hold of this svarah, you can't use suffik derabbanan lekula to be perek yourself from the mitzvah in Gansen. There has to be episatzad that you are makayim the mitzvah, right? If there are two separate purims, and Zmano Shelzeh, Lo Zmano Shelzeh, is literal. So Lo Yatzanu, you know, Lo Yatzanu Mimavuchazu, right? Because on the tzad that today's Purim is not tomorrow's Purim, right? You know, and I'm a town that's besafek, right? And if the two Purims have no shaychas to each other, right? So what does it help me? I did Purim today. I should have to do it on Tesvav because it's a different Purim. It's a different Purim. Mitzad, the mitzvah of Purim, the tesvav, I did nothing. And we said, you can't use the svar of suffik, the rabbanan lekula, to be perek ol mitzvah, a mitzvah you gotta do. You can't use that svar to be perek from you mitzvahs in Gansen, right? Can't use it if, you know, if the kiyum, yeah, I'm sorry, the kiyum was good enough. So now make a cheshbon, think this through, right? If there are two different Purims, right? The Purim of Yudal is not the Purim of Tesvav. The Purim of Tesvav is not the Purim of Yudal. They're two different Chagim that just look very similar, right? If you're going to come on to that, so I have to read on both days, right? Because, you know, I don't know which Purim I'm Chayev in, right? So you can't tell me, and they're two different Chagim. They're two different Chagim. Right, so I say, okay, so I did it without a bracha on Yudalit, you know, but on the tzad that this is not my Purim, I did nothing about Tesvav. Right, so the svara should be, you should read without a bracha both days, right? Because if there are two different chagim, out the other chag in on the tzad you're mechuyev in the other chag, you're being parak the old mitzvah of Tesvav. But if you say it's all one chag, you want to say it's all one chag, just to, you know, Chazal were only mechayev you in two out of four, you know, in sets, of course. You can't take one of this and one of that, right? It's be the Laila Yom of either one day, Laila Yom of the other day, right? So then it's very good, the Ramban. So it's a safek, right? But there's a tzad I was yoytze, because Purim, shame Purim chadhu. And the Ramban actually said that lashon, right? That, you know, Purim the Yudal is called Stam Purim in Chazal, right? You know, when he was backing up the garden, but he mentioned this point that Stam Purim is Yudalit. Chaliyos is always Yudalit, right? There's Ken Zayin that, you know, Purim is really a two-day holiday. Just the Prozim only have to do the Megillah these two times, and the Mukavim have to do the Megillah those two times. If you're Besafek, right? So you did it only Yudalit, the Yudalit one, but you have a Kiyum. You have a Kiyum of Purim, and you're Potter from Tesvav. Because Tesvav is a hemshech of Yudalit. It's an extension. Right? And we Yesh Lodun, whether we could read this in also in his whole story of how Purim evolved. Initially was only Yudalit. Only Yudalit. And when Mordechai and Esther made it Chovah, because it was only Yudalit, because only they were only knowing Yudalit. Then Mordechai and Esther said, you know, keep the minhag of Yudalit, and they added Tesvav. So it's well, Kenzai, it's just a Tosefet Ba'alma, but Purim Betzim is Yudalit. Right? Purim is Yudalit, and then Tesvav is a whole Safa. On Yudal, it's all one long Purim. The Tesvav is a whole suffer to Yudalit, right? So if you did it on Yudalit, right? You did it on Yudalit, even without a bracha, right? It's a kiyum on the Tesvav also, because that's not a different shame. It's not different. It's all one chag, right? In the Rambam, we see, right? In the Rambam, we see that you know it's you know a very interesting thing. Yud Dalet is koilo tesvav, but tesvav is not nichlal in Yud Dalet. What's the lashon of Rambam? Yud Dalet zman kriya l'roiva olam, right? Or no, that's the lashon of the he's going on the yoim Yud Dalet, nothing to do with the goyim. The goyim said a roiv on towns. Rambam's talking about, you know, the yoim of Yud Dalet. Yoim Yud Dalet, right, is the zman kriya, right? Right, yom Yud Dalet is the zman kriya, right? L'roiv ha'olam, right? And so in the lashon of the tshuva, he said it, you know, even starker, it's the zman kriya lakol. And in the lashon of the in the Blau edition, zman kriya lakol, unless nis'ames etzlenu, that you're a mukav chayma. So it's much like this: Purim the Yud Dalet is really 2 days long, right? All right, you know, it's zman kriya lakol. You know, it's zman kriya lakol, and you have to prove your becheskas that takona, unless you could show that you're a mukav. Right. So zman kriya lakol, and simon ladavar is sometimes the mukafim read on Yud Dalet. When their Purim comes on Shabbos, they read it on Yud Dalet. Right? Bibracha. Right? So Yud Dalet is koilo tesvav, but tesvav is not nichlal Yud Dalet. That's why he says, you know, as it were, you know, Yud Dalet is the overall Purim, and just you could be yitzef from the chiyuv of Yud Dalet if you're vadei mukaf. That's what he said, right? So Yud Dalet is koilo tesvav. Tesvav is not koilo Yud Dalet, right? That you know, when you're a mukav, so you're yaitse, you get out of it. You get out of it, right? So tesvav is not nichlal on Yud Dalet, but Yud Dalet is koilo tesvav, right? So as crazy as this sounds, right? As crazy as this sounds, right? That it comes out that a suffik mukav is nichlal in the Purim of Yud Dalet. Right, Sophie, right. It's zman kriya l'roiv. Right, Yud Dalet is Purim for a mukaf also. So if it's a suffik, you could read then also bibracha. Right, but on the tzad that he's vaday mukaf, he's yotze mechlal Yud Dalet. Right, so because of that, a suffik is still mechlal Yud Dalet, and because of that, it's Purim for him. It's Purim for him. He can make a bracha. It's Purim for him. He can make a bracha. Yeah, the. Yud Dalet is, as it were, a two-day holiday, right? But something that's vaday a krach, as it were, cuts itself off from Yud Dalet. But that's only if it's a vaday krach. If it's not a vaday krach, it's becheskas Yud Dalet, right? So why do I say that tesvav is not nichlal Yud Dalet, right? So I showed that's nichlal Yud Dalet. That's mitzad the bracha that the Ram says because it's you know. That it's zman kriya l'roiv, you know, you can make a bracha. So Yud Dalet, it's for called Purim, even for a krach, right? Unless it's vaday krach. Only when it's vaday krach, it's yotze min haklal, right? So, you know, that having to come on to how tesvav, right? Tesvav is for, you know, not nichlal in Yud Dalet. Right, Yud Dalet is called Tesvav, but Tesvav is not Koilo Yud Dalet. I need to come on to that to explain why the Rambam's mechayev you to read the Megillah on Tesvav. Without a bracha. It's a suffix. Right, but without a bracha. You can read it with the bracha in Yud Dalet because Yud Dalet is Purim, is the cosmic Purim. Right, is the Purim of, it's Purim for everybody on Yud Dalet. It's Purim for everybody on Yud Dalet. Right, Tesvav is only Purim for them, is the exclusive Purim of the Mukafim. Right, but on that, so he says when it's a Vaday Mukaf, so that's when you Yotze Mechlal Yud Dalet and you make your Bracha on Tesvav. Right, but he says now that when it's a suffix, so you'll make your Bracha on Yud Dalet, right, but you're going to read on Tesvav without a Bracha. So this we come on to a svar that we mentioned, that even though Suffik the Rabbanan Lakula, it's true, Suffik the Rabbanan Lakula, but like the Ramban said, you can't use that svar to be Perek Ol Mitzvah. You can only use it that if your Kiyam was halfway, you know, you have Sfeikus about your Kiyam, okay, you're Makayim, right? So we have to come on to that the idea of Tesvav, Yud Dalet is Kailo, Yud Dalet is Purim for all the cities in the world. I mean, I wasn't saying clear before. Yeah, Yud Dalet is a Purim, is a Metzias of Purim for all the cities in the world. Right? Right? But Tesvav isn't. Right? So on the when you come to Tesvav, right, so you have to read again, but without a bracha, right, because of the suffix, but you have to read, because you can't use the din of suffix, Rabbanan Lakula, you know, to patter yourself up from a mitzvah, as you know, the chiyuv to read on Tesvav is its own chiyuv. So Yud Dalet may be Purim for the whole world, right, for Mukafim and Prazim, right, but Tesvav is not. Right, so that's why here that's a suffix could make a bracha on Yud Dalet, but Tesvav is special for the Mukafim. So Vaday Mukaf, you know, is Yotze Mechlal Yud Dalet is in Tesvav. If it's a suffix, it's still Bechlal Yud Dalet. There's all the words of the Rambam. There's nothing I could do about it. There's nothing I could do about it. It's all in the Lashon Rambam. Right? Right, but a Tesvav, you know, is its own Purim, Sashur Mukafim. You can't use the Svara Durabon on a Sefik Durabon Lakul to pat you from a mitzvah. Right? Because you're being parak the oil of the mitzvah of Tesvav, so you have to read, but without a bracha, because you're not Vaday Chayev. Right? But you have to read because it's its own separate mitzvah. Right? So, Yud Dalet is a Purim for all the whole world, and that's why if there's a tzad to read on Yud Dalet, you're going to make a bracha. Zman Kriya Lakol. Right? Tesvav is a special Purim just for the Mukafim. Right? It's a special just, it's a separate mitzvah just for the Mukafim, right? And you can't use Suffolk Rabban and Lakula to be perek that mitzvah from you, but since it's only a Suffolk, of course you're not going to make a bracha. I know it's crazy, but if anyone has a better pshat, I'm willing to listen, right? But this is, you know, this is what the Rambam is seemingly saying. You know, if anyone has a different way of reading, I'd be very, very happy to hear. Right, Klal Sholdavar, according to the Gainem, they're two separate Purims in Gansen, but the Rov was Machria. According to Ramban, it's one long Purim. And that's why, you know, even just doing one set is Epis, a Suffolk Kiyum for the other set. You know, because it's all really one long Purim. Just Chazal or Meiko, those two Kriyas, right, but doing the two on Yud Dalet, it's called the Kiyum of Purim. It's all one long Purim. According to the Rambam, it's halfway. Yud Dalet is Purim for, you know, all the cities in the world. Tesvav is only Purim for the Mukafim. Only Purim for the Mukafim. Right? And you're not a Mukaf unless you're Vadeh Mukaf. Right? He says, and if you're Besafik, you're still Bechlal Yud Dalet. But you still have to read on Tesvav. Because Yud Dalet is Kailo, all this is Purim for everybody. Tesvav is only for the Krachim. Right? And Imkain, that's where it makes sense. On Yudal, you can make a bracha, but you still have to read without a bracha on Tesvav. Right? I'm just wondering, one last point, right, whether also this has bearing on another machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. Right? Legabe a krach that doesn't have 10 batlonim. A krach. Mukaf chom yos yeshua benun. Bevadai. Right? The Ramban holds. It has a din of, it reads on Yud Dalet. The Ramban holds it reads on Yud Dalet. The Rambam says, ma pitom. Right? The Rambam, you know, doesn't even break it down. The Rambam says anything. It's Mukaf Chom Yos Shuvan. Never talks about the Asorah Batlonim. The Asorah Batlonim is purely a din, but to make the difference between an ear and a kfar, as far as you being able to go back to Yom HaKnisa, it is not a factor legabe krachim at all. And Ramban holds, you know, no, it's a factor legabe krachim also. Less than 10, it's a small town. Small towns, read on Yud Dalet. Right? Small towns, read on Yud Dalet. Right? It loses its status of krach, it doesn't have 10 batlon. Krach is totally in chayma. Right? So, the fee, what we're saying, you know, it definitely, it most definitely stims with what we presented. Right? That the, right? According to Ramban, Purim, Yud Dalet, Tesvav, it's all one hemshech. You know, it started with Yud Dalet, and the Tesvav is a Hesafa Baum, it's a Hesafa on Yud Dalet. It's a Hesafa on Yud Dalet, it's not a separate Purim. It's all one big Purim. It's all one big Purim. And therefore, if it's a even though it's a Vadai Krach, right, if it loses a Sorbalom and reads on Yud Dalet, but it's a Krach, no, right? the din of krochim betesvav is a hisafa, and that hisafa is only under very certain criteria. And it's a krach, even though it's vadei a krach, but it's not a big town, doesn't have asura batlonim, reads on your dalet, even though it's a krach mukaf miyom bevadai. Right? So, okay, it's not, so this Ramban is incredulous, right? The Chor de Svar Pshuta is like the Rambam, right? And like other Rishonim. The Tosfos also says the same thing. If a krach doesn't have asar balam, it still reads on Tesvav. Mayesh. It's a krach, right? So I think, the big chiddush of it is the Ramban. The Ramban holds that Be'etzim, it's all one Purim. It's all one Purim. It's not two separate Purims. It's not two separate Purims. Right, so of course, so anybody can read on your dao. It's a big chiddush that he reads on Tesvav. So Tesvav, so even though it's a krach gomor, so it still only really reads on your dalet if it doesn't have asar batlonim, because it's all one Purim, right? According to the Gaonim and according to the Rambam, the Rambam's in between that your dalet is Purim for everybody, Tesvav only for the krachim, right? And we prove that, right? If you have a better pshan Ram, let me know. Right, but I'll call him the Tesvav for those who are krachim bevada is a different Purim. It's a different Purim, right? So this thing is a krach bevada. He can't. So what? It doesn't have a sort of Purim. You can't make a read on your dalet. There's two different Purims, right? For a krach vada, I mean to say, for a krach vada, it's yoytze loshan Rambam in our tshuva yoytze mechlau your dalet, and it's koveh Purim laatzmo krach vada. Right, so krach vadai, it has its own Purim. So otherwise, it doesn't have asura batlonim, but you can't make it read on your dalet. It's not Purim for the krach. All right, zema shotzisi loimar. Take it or leave it. I'm very open to getting feedback as to what you think. I understand these are very, very radical and creative svaras. Okay, have a good night, everyone. Next week we're not meeting. Next week it's Purim. All right, afreilchem Purim. And we'll meet in 2 weeks' time. Shalom ulhitra ot.